You're listening to Talk of the Nation Science Friday. I'm Ira Flatow. So, you think you have this really great idea for a gadget or a widget or a gizmo, something you think everyone in America will want to own once they hear about it. You're the next Ron Popeil, right? If you could only get the right person to listen to you and look at your fabulous invention. Of course, your family and your friends, they've heard enough about your next great thing. And you've maxed out your credit card trying to bring your product to market with no luck. What do you do now? Well, my next guest has your solution. Eugene Young is the chief creative officer for Fremantle Media, the company behind the hit shows American Idol and The Price is Right. And Mr. Young is one of the producers of a new show airing on ABC next week called American Inventor. The show is like American Idol for geeks. Inventors get a chance to sell their ideas to the world and compete for $1 million. I want to bring Mr. Young onto our program. Thank you for taking time to be with us today.
Thank you for having me. Geeks rejoice. In the sun.
Well, if I'm a geek, how do I get on your show? And how do I go through that process?
Well, we had 10,000 geeks and other types of folks line up in 7 cities across America to show off their ideas and inventions in various forms. So we conducted a 7-city tour. People came from all over America, these various cities, and they basically pitched their products to a panel of judges. And through that process, the 10,000 people, we culled it down and brought a group back to Los Angeles, where they appeared once again through the judges, and then the judges went through a various criteria to either put them through or reject them and send them back home.
So this is going to be like American Idol. Now these inventors will face a panel of judges right there on television, and are they going to be dissed like, you know, and interrogated like it happens on American Idol?
Yes. And it's a very interesting process because the judges usually disagree, and the judges come from various backgrounds. One judge is a geek. He has invented. He has a company that has several inventions. As many as 18 products in your home come from this guy's company, and so he's out of the engineering world. We have a guy, Ed Evangelista, who's out of the ad world. He's a creative director with a very large advertising firm in New York City, and he looks at products from a more of a marketability standpoint. We have a judge named Mary Lou Quinlan, who wrote a book and runs a company. She wrote a book, Just Ask a Woman. So she's coming from a female perspective because, as you know, many females control the buying in America. So she's coming at it from that perspective. And we also have a British judge who is a multimillionaire who owns 19 companies, and he's come to America, and he's looking at it from more of a business approach. So as you can imagine, Ira, they're very diverse opinions about what constitutes an invention and what makes up the American inventor.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting. Of course, you have to have a diverse and opinionated group of people to make a show like this work.
Yes, but you have to get 3 votes from the judges to move on. If you get if you get 3 of those votes, you move on. So it's not unusual to get a 3-1 or a 2-2. And actually, some judges, during the course of the casting, have changed their minds. They voted one way, but then they said, "Well, you know, I've really been thinking about that invention. I want to bring them back." And they reconsidered and they made a final decision on those people.
Can you give us an idea of sort of a preview of what kinds of inventions we might
sure.
be seeing?
Well, I'll give you an example. There was a guy who came to us from Chino, California. His name is Mark Martinez. And, the images of Hurricane Katrina really touched him. And he's a journeyman laborer who has come up with a product called the Sackmaster 2000. And it's the one-man, one-shovel sandbag machine of sorts, and really is all it is a shovel, and it has a cylinder down the middle, and you put the sandbag at the end, and it only takes one person to fill the sandbag. Now, usually in times of disaster, when people live in coastal communities, one person has to hold the bag open while the other person shovels the sand in. Well, he has done it in one fell swoop. And now, and he made a very impassioned sort of plea for this product and thinks that we need it now. So, the issue on this on the show is, what is the criterion which we judge the best invention or the best inventor? And there's several criteria in which we consider. One of them is that the product or the invention has to be innovative, practical, and well designed. Another thing that it has to display some sort of profit potential, mass appeal, or marketability.
Mm-hmm.
I think another criteria that we're using as we judge is, can the concept benefit significantly from seed money that we give the people? The 12 finalists, Ira, will get $50,000 each to take their product to the next level. So the judges have to carefully consider what products can really be developed over this period of time using this money.
So they come back later?
Yeah,
after
they come
that
back
period?
How it works is the first four episodes you'll see are all audition episodes, and then out of those you will get 12 finalists, and mm-hmm. they come from all over, and they have all different kinds of inventions, and we're actually still shooting them right now. Mm-hmm. We give each one of them $50,000 to spend, and we have them work with a design team who will help them design or redesign their product, test the product, focus group the product, and eventually the three finalists will actually get to make a commercial with an ad firm for their product, and that commercial will air on ABC as part of the show, and then America will eventually decide which is the best product or the best inventor, and that person will win $1 million. And their product will get to be mass distributed.
But they give up all rights to their product, though, don't they?
No.
It says on the website that they give up all rights to the product after they've been on the program.
Well, we share, together in the development of the product. We share in the actual mass marketing of the product. So it's, obviously the inventor who came up with the product is going to get some money, obviously, from it in addition to the prize. And then the product will be mass distributed, and of course, as you know, there are several people involved in profiting from that. But we do, the inventor does, and the distributor does.
Mm-hmm. What do you say to people who have inventions? If they come on the show with their invention and their invention is not patented yet, don't they run the risk of somebody stealing their idea?
Most of the people who come on the show have patents. We sort of warn them that they have to go through there's a patent search, and of course we do a patent search on all the people who appear in the show to make sure that their product is not ripping off someone else's. So
right.
They have to go. We have to go through the safeguards. We want to protect them, but in this process we patent. We make sure we get provisional patents on all the products that are going out.
Mm-hmm. And do you then, you talked about the winner getting the $1 million. Are the other contestants free, the losers free to take their money and their ideas and go market them on their own?
Well, I would suspect that I would suspect that from the attention of the show, a lot of people will want to go out and mass market their products. We'll probably, as a company, engage a couple of them. But I would suspect a lot of people will be getting a lot of calls from people who want to invest in their product or take it even to a higher level.
And what kind of reaction have you gotten? Because we do a science program, and we're never surprised at how popular things, science and technology is. But most people are, who are just putting their toe in the water for the first time. I would imagine you've got a tremendous interest from this idea.
It's really remarkable, and I think, just 10,000 people from 10 cities, and they're lugging all their stuff and their families, and they realize that this was their one shot to,
right.
on a mass stage, show America their idea. Now, as you can imagine, there were some real lousy ones in the group, quite humorous ones. I mean, one trend we saw that was quite funny is sort of America's obsession with toilets.
Really?
Yeah, incredible, Ira. Incredible number of inventions relate to toilets, bathrooms, and sort of sanitary care. And It was the amazing number of products that were brought to us that involved the toilet are really quite funny.
You can see where they're coming up with these ideas.
Yeah, of course. I mean, you know, the bathroom has become a place where the true American inventor is contemplating what to do next. And I guess we could say from this show that the great ideas are coming out of the toilet.
So this is going to be on next week?
It'll be on March 16th on ABC from 8 to 10, our premiere episode's 2 hours, and then it'll be on 9 p.m. Every Thursday thereafter. And remember that in the final episode, America will get to vote who is the next great American inventor.
Wow. The next Thomas Edison right there.
Well, I hope so. Ben Franklin in making.
Yeah, Ron Popeil.
Ron Popeil.
And how many shows can we expect? And you know, we are hopeful that this will run for a few seasons.
Yes. Well, the first run is 9 episodes, including the 2-hour premiere. And you know how things go. I mean, if the show does well in the ratings, I'm hopeful that ABC will renew it for next season, and we'll get to get a whole new round of inventors. Because look, I think this sort of show puts inventors and inventions on the map. And it shows there's great storytelling here. I mean, there are great, great stories that we're going to share with you. One story that comes to mind that you'll see in episode one is the story of a guy named a kid named Francisco Patino. He's a Colombian immigrant who lives in New York, and his family doesn't have a lot of money, and there was one bike in the family to go around. And as you know, Ira, in many you know, when I grew up as a kid, and I'm sure you did, you know, if one friend doesn't have a bike, they go on the handlebars in front.
Eugene, we're going to have to let our listeners watch the show and find out what happened to him because we've run out of time.
Okay, great.
Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Eugene Young, a creative officer for Fremantle and producer of American Inventor. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm Ira Flatow. This is Talk of the Nation Science Friday from NPR News.